Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tommy Togiai. Is that right?
Togia.
That was a disaster.
Togiai, I felt so confident.
Togia.
Togia. Togia. Just Tommy, TT, in the building. He'll also join them. And then at 8 o'clock, Area 45. And I believe we've lost all the glasses from Area 45. Area 45, they will hold things down 10 to midnight tonight. So stay tuned, live and local. We'll get to T-Mill's best bets coming up as he had himself a night, folks. I mean, since Tuesday, you talk about him pulling away. Started off 1-5. That's a long time ago. He's 5-for-5 last night, folks. Woo! So you better jump on and get that money. When I saw Ladd McConkey cross and get that touchdown, I said, oh, my man is living right.
Plus
and you know, Clint, we start hearing from him, didn't we? 3-for-3 is what we heard him say. What is that? Hold the phone.
Well, it was not. It's not what I. It's not what I ordered for the record.
Clint, no, it is Clint Sterner.
No, it is
with
not.
A strawberry frozen margarita. I'm proud.
No,
of
I ordered
you.
A regular margarita. No,
nah, that's fine, man. That's it, man.
I mean, I'm gonna drink it, but
cheers.
I
there it is, man.
Nice fruity
look at
drink,
it, baby.
Clint.
Cheers. I knew you want that bank drink.
So manly, Clint.
I'm proud of
yeah,
you.
Look, I'm going to tell you, it ain't got nothing to do with manhood. This right here, I will get in trouble drinking this.
That's all right, baby. Go ahead and drink that. Squeeze that lime in there.
I could drink 42 of these today.
42. I'll get you 50. I'll do it right now.
Not feel it until I stand up.
Yeah. I feel it, but I'll keep going. I will keep drinking that thing, man. Give me a shot.
I really wanted to try their regular margarita.
That's fine, man. Try that. Well, here, there you go. Have fun with that thing. All right, let's do our Friday finish. You can send yours in, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch as well. The Texans will win if they do what? The Texans will win if they do what? Clint, I will start this off. I'm not kidding you when I say this. I believe the Texans to score are going to need some help from outside of their offense. And to me, I'm going to say the Texans win if the Texans defense or special teams can either score or set up scores and I'm not trying to say this as they need a miracle, but I really do think they are going to need help. Like, they got to 19 points in that last game. Probably would have been more if they didn't have to go for two, but their defense scored 6 and helped them to get to that point. I think that is something that they will need help with. So to me, I think they win if the defense or special teams can help them score points.
Yeah, I mean, look, pint from either one of them right there would be big. And I probably agree with you. They're absolutely necessary. I'm going to go a little bit different angle. This is maybe even less likely than them scoring points. I'm going to go with holding Christian McCaffrey under 100 total yards.
Total yards.
Total
receiving
yards.
And rushing.
It's only happened once this year. Actually, no, it has not happened this year. I'm sorry. My math is awful. It has not happened at all this year. The Saints held him to 107. I believe that's the best.
The first game of the year.
That is the best that I see. So, yeah, I think if they're able to hold McCaffrey under 100 total yards, I think they'll have a shot to win this game. If not, if he gets loose, good luck.
Yeah, and I think we're both in the same space of, like, this defense has got to hold them down for them to have a chance. And Christian McCaffrey, you know, he is going to get plenty of looks and plenty of touches. And he had a great game last week. That they can't let that happen. He
went over 200 total yards.
Yeah, running and receiving last week. Multiple touchdowns in that game last week against the Falcons. So that is a big one. 713-572-4610. Someone texted in, the Texans will win if they get off to a good start. I really think that is a really good point from the text line, Clint. I do. I said it earlier this week a bit. I think it is very important for
avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Them to get off to a quick start and to have some confidence early on in this thing, because to me, Clint, if they get off to a rough start and they get off to a start anywhere similar to what it was against Seattle, like you could see it just going downhill. I think for their confidence and how they feel moving in the game, I don't get the sense, Clint, this team is ready to be down 10-0 and pull themselves up. I think it is imperative that they get off to a fast start.
Well, I mean, look, anytime this team digs a hole and allows or forces our offense to play from behind, we're going to struggle. I mean, that's just not ideal for anybody, much less us. And so that's going to be a real struggle. I will say this. I think CJ and Nick Cayley really panicked last week when we got down. Like they played as if when you get down to 14-0, or hell, it was even 14-3 at one time, I think, or 17-3, something like that. But anyway, you get down, and, you know, typically you do have to chase. But with this particular defense, if you get down 14 early, you can play your game understanding that your defense is more than likely going to tighten things up and bring the game back into a spot where you can win if you just chip away. I think they got carried away in the third quarter last week, and I think it caused it was a waste of a couple of drives, to be honest with you. They got a little carried away, got too aggressive. I've talked at length about the drive where C.J. Stroud literally threw 4 go routes in a row. It was just like, almost like screw y'all's death by a thousand cuts. I'm fixing to throw this thing down, and I'm gonna show you how serious.
I feel like I'm gonna hit one of these.
Yeah, man, and you know, so I think they all kind of panicked right there in that third quarter, and in reality, you were still in that thing, given how good this defense is. So I think they learned from that. Still not a good idea to get down because this offense isn't built to come from behind. You know, that's not a good idea, but I think they would handle it different if they do.
All right, let's save Tyler for last. I guarantee he'll end us on a good note. Let's get our predictions in. I'll start this off. Clint, they got to have this game. They need this game, and I do not think the 49ers, especially with some of the parts they're going to be missing, I do not think the 49ers are as good as their 5-2 record. Like, I don't think they're a dominant team. And I'm going to say the Texans got to have this. I'm going to go Texans 17-13, low scoring game. Champ Slice is shaking me off. That's okay. Low scoring game, 17-13. I'm going to say the Texans find a way to win this thing. Clint, where are you going?
Man, I'll go 24-13.
You got Texans
24-13? No, 49ers.
Oh.
Okay. No,
my man is clapping. What are we doing here, Tex? So you got 24-13, 49ers. All right, good. All right, I knew you'd go there. Tyler will end us on a good note. Tyler, how do you feel? Where you at in this game, Tyler?
Heavy dose of Christian McCaffrey ish. Defense still performs well. 49ers win this one, though, 23-13. Offensive struggles continue in a big way for the Texans.
Boy, if Tyler
and we're talking about Caleb's job
Tyler
security Monday.
Tyler
Milner?
Whose job security?
Caleb's.
Oh, yeah, that's very possible. Boy, that is – it is. You know, it's we fell on some hard times.
Oh, my God.
Boy.
I hate to say it.
I saved you for last because I was certain, Tyler, that you –
I was stifling my vomit last week, dude. I'm so tired of this team right now.
That is the line.
I'm ready
of the
to
week.
Watch the Aggies beat the hell out of the LSU Tigers, and I'm gonna try not to vomit the whole game when the Texans are playing.
Line of the week. I was stifling my vomit last week during the game. Okay, well, Tyler's got him 23-13. Wow. All right, Tyler, let's get your best bets. T Mill's best bets. Oh. If you aren't able to find them or hear them all right here, you can go to T-Mill Real Deal to get those best bets. What you got?
Yes, sir. Well, no Texans action, that's for sure. I'm never betting on them again this year. That is guaranteed.
Tyler.
I got five picks for you, though, for NFL Week 8. And if you missed it, we were perfect. Perfection. 5-for-5 last night. Here are your five bets for NFL Week 8 for the weekend. First, I got the Giants plus 7.5 points. They're going to be in Philadelphia taking on the Eagles plus 7.5. For Jackson Dart and those boys. Cowboys, don't like betting on them, but I like this bet with the points. Dallas Cowboys plus 4.5 at the Denver Broncos.
I love it.
That might be my favorite one, to be perfectly honest. Jets plus 7 at the Bengals. Next, I got an under for you. Two AFC South squads. Titans at Colts, under 48 in that one. And then lastly, Sunday Night Football. Packers at the Steelers. Aaron Rodgers taking on his old squad. I'm on the over 45 points. 45 points in that one between the Packers and Steelers. Those are your best bets.
Yeah, that my first thought is like that Titans Colts game is hell. The Colts might score 48 themselves, but you're right. They played the Raiders earlier this year. They only beat them 40-6, and I don't know how the Titans are going to score. They can't kick field goals. They can't.
I think that's my favorite.
That's your favorite.
Titans at Colts under 48.
Yeah, that feels like a good 34-3 win right there for them. All right, so those are your best bets. If you did not catch all of those, go ahead hit him up on Twitter at @TMillRealDeal to get those picks. Shout out to walk-ons here in Spring. We've had a great time. Appreciate it. Everybody who took the time their day to come out and hang out with us. Congratulations to all of our winners. We appreciate you hanging out with us. And hopefully I'm right and Tyler and Clint are wrong and the Texans get a dub coming up this weekend. Clint, great job. Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show Hughley. And as always, Houston, we love you, baby.
On a count of three, I want you all to just name this team's number one weapon on offense. On a count of three. One, two, three. Woody Marks. Nobody participated. Just let's try it again. Name the Texans' number one weapon. One, two, three.
Titus Howard.
Titus Howard.
Always seems to know the way. Have a good weekend, good golf, good tennis, or whatever makes you happy.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.